electric radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Adams is on.
Yes, we are on the airwaves, ladies and gentlemen, and it is 1 o'clock Central Time, and today is the 31st of October. And the day before the 32nd, right? Well, it's the end of the month, and I guess they would say Halloween Day, and of course a different Halloween, this year and this time and this particular juncture, as you know. Last night I had the pleasure of being able to fill in for John Stadtmiller on his program, and it was a gas. It was wonderful. I thank him for that, and it's a good opportunity to remind you to support this little network that reaches out across the globe and reaches out with an opportunity to participate in the truth, because it's all about the truth, the way and the life. And remember, he is the way, the life, and the truth. I was just listening to a local talk show, and they were taking a poll, Trump or Biden or whoever, and you should hear the people calling in for Trump. And he's our leader. He's our guy. He's the man that's going to make America great again. And we love Trump. It's like 90% for Trump, a few percent for Biden, and the rest for Jorgensen, the Libertarian Party, or what have you. And I'm saying to myself, well, I couldn't ask for a better indication of where America is now, in bondage, in Assyrian captivity, that's for sure. In captivity in the times of Babylon, you bet we are, worldwide. I'm telling you, it's just an incredible verification of it. You know, going back to the scriptures, I'm going to bring up Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, my friend from the UK, in just a moment. But going back to the scriptures, of course, is very important for me. And the thing that I always like to do is to try to begin with just a word or two from the scriptures. You know, in 2 Kings, I'm still wending my way through it, again, for the second time going through the Bible. But going back, I'm on chapter 11, 12 now. Going back to chapter 9, you know, we read about Elisha the prophet and how he took the place of Elijah, who was swept up to heaven, as we know, in glory, in a whirlwind of God's glory upon him. And we read about the son of Jehoshaphat and the son of Nimshi and all of these kings that would come and go. But the important part to me is the part about when you read about what happened to Ahab and Jezebel. They were the two kings and queens of apostasy and rebellion against God. And there was Elisha standing up and Elijah standing up against these two wicked ones, and wicked king of Israel and a pagan transplant who brought with her, Jezebel, all of the hallmarks of an apostate heathen culture that was an offense to God. And in the end, what did he say? He said he will destroy that house, and he eliminated that house of Ahab from top to bottom. That's right. It's in chapter 9. He eliminated it, so there was no more but a purge of the house of Ahab and the house of Jezebel, and never again would they come back to rule over Israel, true Israel. And so it's important to get that message across. You read it for yourself. I don't want to take time away from Andy, but I do want to give my respect to the father who gave us this microphone, this telephone here, to bring you in touch with his word, because right now we are in a declenching of the spirit. We are in the most horrific times in this world, mostly in each of our countries, from Europe to America and all the nations that represent Israel and those that don't. We are now at the mercy of the evil fig tree planted in Jerusalem in 1948. They're in control. Mr. Trump has been named by most Israelis as the best president they've ever had in the White House. And he is totally subservient and obedient to them. See how much he's accomplished for us? We have the highest unemployment figures, the lowest unemployment, I mean. We have the lowest inflation, lowest taxes, the greatest economy ever in the history of the world. If you would listen to the callers that actually believe it, because they've been told that. They've fallen into that dialectical trap, and it's sad. But it's true. God said, you know, my people are just a little bit sottish, a little bit stupid, and I don't think it's so little. But now we go over to Revelation 2:9 and 3:9, and Jesus himself is quoted as having said, in no uncertain terms, that I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Judah, Israel, but are not, and do lie, and are of the synagogue of Satan. He knows that. He considers it blasphemy to even consider these people to be part of his people and his covenant, which they are not part of. So much for the Abrahamic covenant with the devil, huh? All right, on that note, I'm going to bring up my guest, who I've appeared on his program many times and will again, and he's consented on this day to come back with us in this first hour, and he is Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, ACH.com, and welcome, Andrew, to the program. Oh, he has it? Oh, I thought he was on the line. Oh, I'm sorry. I beg your pardon. I misread you. All right, Andrew is probably going to call in just a moment. I hope he will. But anyway, he's been sending me a lot of interesting tidbits of information and tidbits of emails that deal with what is going on his program. And you can listen to it, ACH.com. And you can, online, you can access it, listen, if you will, some of the great guests that he has had on his program. And he said he would be calling momentarily, so we hope he will. But if not, then he calls, I think maybe he's calling in the second hour, is he? Possibly. If so, then we will just change things around. Art was expected to come on. Paul Tepetti just called me as well last night, the last-minute deal in which he's talking about the takedown, the purge from YouTube of his latest songs that he has put up. So we're going to be hearing from him as well. I'm pretty sure of that. All right, so you just let me know when Andrew calls, and we should be hearing from him in just momentarily. I believe, let's see, is he calling right now? Is that right? Okay. Let's see. I think he says they haven't called me back yet. Skype. Okay. You've got to get him on Skype, all right? Okay, Ken? So, it's very simple. Yes, he's on Skype. He was supposed to be calling, but I guess he just didn't call. He's trying to get us on Skype. All right. Well, it's at Hitchcock, okay? That's it. This is Skype. All right. Or you can call us in. All right, folks, this is what you call as the World Burns Radio Broadcasting Network, Republic Broadcasting Network, live and in color. And, we'll make contact with him. I thought he was going to call in, but I guess I was wrong. All right. Well, either way, we'll bring him up momentarily. All right, he's waiting for RBN to call. Yep. Okay, well, sure. Yep. Well, I guess we're not communicating here. Well, it's all right. He always, always calls by phone. You know, the telephone is still the best way of calling. Not Skype. All right. Let's see if we can get him to call us. Let's see. We're doing that right now, folks. We're communicating with Andrew, and we're trying to get him up on Skype, which, as I say, I do have an aversion to doing. This Trump phenomenon thing is just amazing. My prediction is that Biden will be brought into the White House now because of his age, because of his vulnerability, and because of what the globalist, internationalist Keenites would love to do, and that's finish off America. They've gotten all the mileage out of Trump they need, and now they want to bring him up. They want to bring up Biden so he can be, well, he'll be out of the picture, and then we'll see what Kamala Harris brings in. But I think we can all pretty much surmise that she will not bring in anybody who is going to be pro-America, to say the least. So it very well may happen that the time to switch horses, yep, we got him now, okay, is now, and that they've gotten the mileage out of Trump, accomplished their purposes, no matter what happens. I'll bring him up in a second. If Biden will be implanted in the White House on Tuesday and Wednesday, it will be the same thing. Biden will not in any way reverse any of the decisions that have been made to complete the process of Jerusalem being occupied by the synagogue of Satan. That has to come to pass. So Biden will not be in a position to reverse any of that anyway. All right, let's bring him up. I think we do have him now. Andrew Carrington Hitchcock. Thank you, Ken. And hello, Andrew.
Hello, Rick. Great to be back on the show with you again.
Yeah, sorry for the little technical glitch here, but I thought you were going to be dialing us in. That's why I wasn't sure. So you're here. Good to have you. And it's great to have you back. It's a pleasure. And I guess you won't have to worry about listening to the archives in the first hour tomorrow when they appear, because you'll know who my first guest is, you know. How are things going for you in the UK right now under attack, the whole country?
Well, it's interesting, Rick. I was going to hope to bring you some live news today because Boris Johnson's apparently giving a press conference at 5 o'clock, which was an hour and 30 minutes ago our time in the evening, where he's going to announce another lockdown for England for apparently till the 2nd of December. It's very interesting how all these media sources like the BBC and the Daily Mail get to know before any of the rest of us do. And so they're writing about what he's going to say before he's actually said it. So you can see how the whole system is rigged. But apparently they're talking about that, and we just have to see what restrictions are involved. But basically what I'm reading, which hasn't yet been announced, is that they're going to lock down everything apart from essential businesses, your supermarkets, your pharmacies, obviously all your big corporate chains, they're essential, but all the local businesses aren't. And I find it very curious that all around the world suddenly at this time of year, which has been predicted all throughout the year, that we're seeing a big rise in coronavirus that suits the great global reset that we've been hearing about recently, Rick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes it is. And as you pointed out, the key here is that we have a global pandemic. We have something that every nation of this planet must encounter. Virtually every continent, but I guess the South Pole maybe, and you know, we're not hearing anything yet from there, but we are hearing about it on all the other continents across the globe. And we're hearing about Australia, as you point out, in England, France, and more so-called attacks by Islam. And we're hearing about Germany, and we're hearing about Asia. We're hearing about South Korea. We're hearing about all of these nations under attack, vaccinations being planned. And isn't it interesting that while the nations of the world are experiencing an upswing or an uptick of these cases, we're finding out at the same time, if we read the Israeli media, that they're experiencing a great decline in the number of cases. And we're finding out now that there are miles ahead of the rest of the world in the medical community with regard to vaccinations and with regard to the effectiveness of the masks that they prescribe. So does that sort of like pique your curiosity that that's the case, Andy?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that earlier in the year when they did a big lockdown as well, I think that that was really a dog whistle to sort of say, yes, we've got it too type of thing. But going back to the situation, I think you touched on a very interesting point about France. Of course, in the last week, we had that beheading the week before last week. And then the response of the French government was to project Charlie Hebdo cartoons, which had attracted the ire of the Muslim community over there, onto government buildings. So we had another three stabbings, I think, three people killed, two of them beheaded a couple of days ago. And it strikes me it's very similar to the Albert Pike letter to Giuseppe Mazzini that many have discredited, in which he predicted the First and Second World Wars. And I'm not going to go through it all because it's quite lengthy, but in the Third World War, he said that basically it was going to be played out by stirring up hatred of the Muslim world for the purposes of playing the Islamic world and the political Zionists off against one another. Whilst this is going on, the remaining nations will be forced to fight themselves into a state of mental, physical, spiritual and economic exhaustion. And you could argue that the mainstream West now are political Zionists. You and I aren't, but certainly our politicians are, on whatever side of the fence they stand, Republican or Democrat. And I find it interesting that they've been piling all these Muslims into Europe specifically. The likes of Barbara Lerner Spector has been a foundation stone for that. And now that they've got them all in there, they're going to upset them so that they can rile them up against the people. And I found that very curious when you bear in mind the groundbreaking events that we've witnessed around the world this year with lockdowns and what have you, that appear to me now, and I've thought this for the last few months since they started relaxing the lockdowns, they have actually been using the ones earlier in the year as a beta test for what the real deal that we've got coming now is. So they can see, you know, how do we run these businesses? What are the queues going to be like? How are we going to address this? How are we going to address that? And so they wanted to iron out all the problems in the dress rehearsal, as it were, earlier in the year. And now they're going for the great reset that we've heard about, where the World Economic Forum have come out and said that they're going to essentially take away private property. People are going to have to sign up for handing that over in exchange for debt relief, and they're going to have to take these vaccines and all sorts of different things. So I think that they're going full steam ahead here, Rick, and I think this is going to be a very difficult part, difficult time in history for all of us. And when you think about the riots that we're expecting next week after the presidential election, if Trump wins, the Democrats will riot, or rather the communist cells will riot. And if the Democrats win, then they'll riot in the same way that if your football team wins, you'll always have an element of people that will get drunk and cause trouble to celebrate, and another element, the same element, that will always get drunk and cause trouble to commiserate, Rick.
And who profits from this dislocation, this discombobulation of the world? You know, people out of control, anarchy and chaos everywhere, and malcontentness, and just a neighbor against neighbor, neighbor against himself, family against family. And I mean, who is it that really ultimately wants that scenario?
Well, we can go back to the Albert Pike letter again, in which he writes, "We should unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a great social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to all nations the effect of absolute atheism, the origins of savagery, and of most bloody turmoil." I can continue with that after the break, Rick.
Yes, indeed. Very good point to pause on, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Rick Adams Uncensored. My great guest is Andrew Carrington Hitchcock from the UK. Rick Adams Uncensored on Facebook, and we will return. We may take a call or two in just a few.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
We're back with Andrew Carrington Hitchcock. If you're a caller, we'll try to get to you as soon as we can. So just stay with us, folks. But Andrew has his own programs, as you know, in the UK. And Andrew, how would you classify yourself? If someone were to ask you and throw a label at you, pin one on you, how would you classify yourself in terms of all of the names that have been used to classify people like me, Rick Adams and yourself and others, white nationalists, white separatists, white supremacists, white Christians, identity people, and so on and so forth. If you were to do that or not, how would you respond?
Over time, I've kind of changed a bit because to a lot of people, I'll always be the synagogue of Satan man, you know, in the same way that Tom Goodrich always be the Hellstorm man. He's written 8 or 9 books. I've only written 2. I think he might have written more than that, but you kind of get labeled with what you've been most, widely received as. And that's not really a problem for me. But what when I started a show nearly 5 years ago now, February the 1st of 2016, I kind of drifted more towards, I was more influenced by yourself and your earlier shows, because, you know, people that have only found Rick Adams Uncensored recently don't realise that Rick is the longest serving presenter, to my knowledge, on RBN, apart from John Statmiller, the owner. And I used to listen to Rick back in the early aughts, you know, 2002, 3, 4, that sort of time, when you used to do a show Monday to Friday for a couple of hours, and it was largely a guest show, and that was how I got to know you. But I guess I'm just a truth seeker, and I just look things up, and the Synagogue of Satan was never meant to be published. All I was doing was listening to people like yourself, Dale Bradford Smith, and you did some great shows with his brother Scott Smith over many years, and basically I just was listening to all these shows, looking at all these things online, reading loads of books, and I decided that I wanted to find out about different things. Like, I always give the example of the Kennedy assassination, and then take that and listen to all the material that I could on the subject and come to what I considered the most logical conclusion, then write that up and move on to another topic. And once I've written that up, it meant I think I've got it now. Obviously, I'm open to any further information that might come out, but now I'll move on to something else. I thought, well, how do I keep my research? I thought, well, I'll keep it by year, because then I should be able to remember it. So even if I'm a couple of years out, I shouldn't be too far off, and I can go and find it in my document. And this was just a Word document I put together, and it just got bigger and bigger and bigger as I found out more and more information, listening to more and more stuff. And as I say, I'll just quickly dive into this letter again, Rick. And this is disputed now, but certainly when I was looking this up, it was not disputed. But the problem is now, folks, if you go onto the internet, they've done such a good job at discrediting alternative media. They've been putting up loads and loads of articles that discredit things that we've proven to be true many years ago. But this was Albert Pike in 1871, a letter to Giuseppe Mazzini. And he allegedly predicted the First and Second World Wars. But what is interesting about, people say, well, how do we know he predicted that? Well, let's hear what he said about the Third World War. I'll just repeat the first line I mentioned, it's only quick. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a great social cataclysm in which, in all its horror, we'll show clearly to all nations the effect of absolute atheism, the origins of savagery and of most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere, the people will be forced to defend themselves against the world minority of the world revolutionaries, and will exterminate those destroyers of civilization and the multitudes disillusioned with Christianity, whose spirits will be from that moment without direction and leadership, and anxious for an ideal, but without knowledge where to send its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out into public view, a manifestation which will result from a general reactionary movement which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. And now you see why they had the war on Christianity, why they were taking prayer out of schools, and that, of course, led to atheism. But they also want to destroy atheism and get everybody to worship Lucifer, who you've been talking about on your wonderful show, Rick, every week, with regard to Jerusalem Watch, for example. Look what they're doing there. They're talking about the Third Temple. They want to unleash the Antichrist over there. Then you'll see the rollout of the Noahide laws. And if you don't follow their God, then you're done. And that's, you know, that seems on point there, that Pike letter that's been discredited, certainly for the Third World War, because we haven't seen that yet. But the Third World War isn't necessarily going to be, you know, China against American things. I think the Third World War is going on now against us, and it's a domestic war against the domestic populations around the world.
Yes, very good observation, because it will not be a military conquest. It will be a spiritual, mental, psychological conquest, and they have accomplished 95% of that goal. It's in the mind, you know, as the prophet Amos warned in chapter 8, verse 11, you know, he talks about in the end times that famine of famines will be for hearing the true word of God. We're hearing lies and fables and all kinds of pseudo-Christianity, but they're not teaching from the pulpit the real word of God. Come right back with Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, some calls too in just a few minutes.
Yeah. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
All right, we're back, folks, with Andrew Harrington Hitchcock. And I know, Andrew, you're thousands of miles away from me now, but you can only commit to the first hour, I believe, right?
Yeah, I can go over a bit, but I don't want to run into arts time, Rick.
Okay, good. All right, I know the change of time this weekend, folks. I guess we're falling backward again. We're setting our clocks back so we can have longer days and brighter nights, right? Okay. Anyway, what you just said is worth $1 trillion with interest. It is so important to know that even though this war, this third world conflict, if you will, is a conflict against religions to destroy the old world order, destroy Christianity, Islam, and all of the traditional moral values that have kept this world basically cohesive under a sovereign God. Their goal is to serve their God. Cain and his evil seed line are just born. You know, as Henry Ford said, it's just natural. The DNA is in the blood, and it's the blood of the evil lamb, the lamb of Satan, who, of course, wants to slay all of the other lambs for himself. And we know the Lamb of God has overcome Satan. He's overcome the influence of his children. They couldn't nail him to the cross and keep him there. And they tried to stop him from from resurrecting, and they couldn't. So naturally, they want to do that to the two witnesses who will be sent back to Jerusalem as a last final witness when they too are slain by the same evil ones that killed the prophets, the Lord, and the apostles. Killed them dead, and then their time is up. So we know that everything that's happening now, Andrew, is so beautifully written in God's word, not in every detail. We don't need all the details. He gives us what we know. He said, I have given you all things you need to know. Jesus says, I come to give you the volume of the book and to get to know me, get to know my word. The important thing is to know signs of the times, the seasons, and the sequence of events. So you're right. The temple will go up, the sacrifices will take place, and undoubtedly the beheadings of many will also take place right up until Satan rules, when he's going to bring peace and healing to the world. And that's going to be a most difficult time for the Christians and the elect of God, I think, because they're going to be asking, the world not to believe him, to know that he is a liar, he's a fraud, he's come as Jesus, but he's a fake. And the world's going to be shouting us down and saying, no, you're insane. He is bringing peace to the world. He's able to command lightning from up above. He's able to do miracles. He has to be the Jesus of the Bible. And boy, are they deceived. And boy, when Jesus does come, the real Jesus, they're going to be looking for mountains to hide under, to hide in, to get away, because they'll be so ashamed that they were believing the lie, just like they're believing in political leaders now, thinking it's our last best hope. So, Andy, any comment on that?
Well, when I was growing up, I didn't find my faith until after I'd written The Synagogue of Satan, funnily enough. When the program The X-Files came along, I finally thought, there's something out there I can believe in, because I was all about aliens and stuff like that right up into my 20s. And I wasn't 33 till I wrote the book. And my natural father used to say to me, God doesn't exist, because if he did, he wouldn't allow all these wars. And I had a conversation recently with Dr. Peter Hammond, who's a good friend of mine, and I have on my show every week on a Thursday.
Yeah.
And he has a Christian ministry, which is based upon mission work over in South Africa. And I talked to him about, you can understand how people can look at say something like the Bolshevik Revolution. We can't call it the Russian Revolution, because it was actually a revolution against Russian people that ultimately killed up to 100 million white Christians over there. And you have to say, well, how did God allow that? But then you have to wind back and say, well, how did God allow that? Well, it was the people that went along with the communist element, and this communist element turned on them. And these people sat idly by while the Tsar and his family were massacred and tortured, it seems as well, by these people. And they thought, oh, we'll get a better deal with these invaders coming in. And unfortunately, they were sadly mistaken, and many of them suffered absolute horrific torture and death. But it was the people's decision to accept it. The people did not resist it. Alexander Solzhenitsyn said himself in prison that he was talking to other dissidents, and they were like, well, why didn't we do more when we had the opportunity? Now we're here. And these ended up being the lucky ones, because they were the ones that weren't horrifically tortured and killed like so many millions in Russia. And so you have to look at that, and you have to see the point of view of someone who comes from an atheistic point of view, but also come back to them with this and say, if these people had actually followed the faith, they'd had their Christian faith, they recognized that communism was wrong, they didn't allow these people in their country, and they'd still be here today. And that is why so many East European countries now, Rick, have had a massive revival in Christianity. And I'm not saying I don't go along with Putin and all these different people. I don't champion any political leaders, because they still have to endorse the enemy, as we know. But at the same time, when you have a resurgence of Christianity in these nations, the one common denominator is that all these nations have been suffering communism for decades, and they've realized that the alternative is far more beneficial to them. So they have turned back to Christianity. And I fear that what we're destined for in the West, in the way that we've turned away from Christianity and we've embraced atheism, just like I did in the 1990s when I thought the X-Files was the be-all and end-all and that was what was really going on in the world and they were revealing it through a television program. I think there are elements in there that are. But as we know, it's all these different things have been directing us into believing, whether it's New Age, whether it's space aliens, but just always steering us away from God and Jesus Christ. And we see that the nations that have gone back to that are stronger today than we are. And I hope that we can learn that lesson before it's too late and we have to go through the horrors that the Russians did in the Bolshevik Revolution. Rick.
Very well put and very succinctly expressed. I agree. And, you know, many are beginning to understand who the enemy is and what the enemy is. And ultimately, it is Satan. His name is death. Satan's name is death. He's the destroyer. But he replicates, you see, everything that God has done. Satan wants to create that clone image of God so that people think of him not as being a bad man in the end when he comes, but as a Jesus of the Bible. He's going to come as a miracle worker, and he was going to bring a fake peace to the earth. That's all you hear about now. Trump's card is the peace card. Well, the peace card is reminding me of the peace card of World War I and then World War II. How many millions, 20 million in World War I alone, and then another 60, 70 million in World War II killed in the name of peace? Well, they proclaimed it peace at the end when they dropped the atomic bomb on civilians and children in Japan. And they said this was a time of peace, peace, the end of war. But it wasn't. It was the beginning of the Third World Conflict. And now people are bemoaning the fact that here in the United States we get all these substandard and inferior products from Red China at higher prices and all of this. And, hey, they were told this many, many years ago, 1949, when the Truman administration was embracing communist China with his agrarian reformer friend Mao Zedong. You know, Joe McCarthy and others were warning that this would be the beginning of the Third World War. And as you know, General Patton, who had to be killed, he warned that the real enemy was in the Soviet Union, in Russia, and in China to come. So, you know, we're only reaping what we've sown. And God's saying, if you want to reap it, you go ahead. You're going to have to live with the consequences. But then in the end, they will repent. Americans and all of our brothers in Europe and so forth are going to have to come to an alliance with Christ and realize they've been had. Now, that's probably not going to happen until the first day of the millennium when that begins, when the real Jesus comes. Would you like to take a couple of calls, Andy, from some of our faithful listeners here?
Yeah, absolutely, Rick. That'd be great.
Okay, good. And, okay, be as brief as you can, folks, for time. And we're going to start right now. By the way, the number is 800-313-9443 mainly. And we're going to go to David in San Francisco first. Hello, David.
Oh, how are you, Rick?
We're on with
and,
Andy.
Andrew? Yeah, greetings. Yeah. You know, listening to your discussion there, it seems like a jubilee would be in order. Are you familiar with jubilee?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, for the listeners that aren't familiar with, well, listeners that aren't familiar with Jubilee, Moses said that money was a creation of man. Money was not a creation of God. And in a disaster, like an epidemic, like what we're in right now, or a flood, or a drought, or a plague, you drop the money, ignore the money. Just do the right thing. Save your life in an epidemic, in a flood, in a drought, in a plague, an act of God. And so Moses said that we ought to have a jubilee. Well, this is where the merchants in the temple get in there. And they say, oh, well, we'll sell you your safety supplies. We'll sell you the rope to get to shore. We'll sell you, you know, the finest boat to float in the flood. But they don't do anything to actually help you other than sell you stuff. And so, you know, America was founded on united you stand, divided you fall. We all look out for each other, and that's how we keep our country going. And if we start acting like it's mine, screw you, adios, that does nobody any good. And when we, the people, had a World Health Organization, and we the people owned a Center for Disease Control, and we the people owned flood controls and locks and dams and ports and bridges. We the people own this stuff. We hire a guy for 4 years to be the president and make sure our property is in good shape. Now, we hired Trump because he said he was a good property manager. Well, he's still got no infrastructure bill. So he hasn't been fixing our roads and bridges for 4 years, and he's been complaining and getting nothing done in this epidemic. And we've gone now 6 months of just massively increasing deaths. And what was it, 92,000 today? 92,000 new cases today. Not 5,000, not 100. 92,000 in a day, and it was 50,000 only a week ago. So it is fast climbing, and I'm just wondering where your guest stands on, we the people own this country, we need to have some honest management of it.
All right, thank you for the call. Let him answer. Andy, year of Jubilee.
Well, thank you, David.
And on what he's just proposed.
Again, what David's saying is exactly how it should be in practice. But unfortunately, as David also alluded to, you've got these other people that are trying to twist it to their will. Now, what we're seeing with these increasing cases and what have you, as I say, it's all around the world. They've locked down Germany. They've locked down France last week. Now they're coming to the UK. They've already locked down Wales until, I think, 9th of November. But that will obviously be extended. Now they're going to England because, of course, the UK is made up of England, Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland. And the question I have is, how is it? Have you ever known some sort of epidemic that increases in unison worldwide? You know, you're going to get hot spots here and there, and you're going to get areas that are untouched. And so it appears to me that they're using this for some other nefarious purpose. And the other thing that I would mention as well is the fact that we know that they've been overblowing these figures. I believe that there may have been something that they released earlier in the year that they thought was going to be far more potent than it was with regard to killing people and infecting people. It didn't happen the way that they hoped. Again, the whole thing might have just been a beta test, as I said earlier. We don't know. We can only look at the evidence. And of course, we have different evidence from different sources. But we do know, without a shadow of a doubt, around the world, they were overblowing the figures. They were saying people died with coronavirus, not of coronavirus, to push the figures up. And that was only done to justify the draconian lockdown measures. And so I think that the figures need to be taken with a pinch of salt. However, at the same time, I think that if you start developing any sniffles or a sore throat or a cough, the first thing I do is I reach for my black elderberry tablets, and that has always worked for me. For the last 4 years, I've not had a cough, sore throat or cold that's developed into that. I've called it at the early stages. Different things work for different people, colloidal silver, whatever. You pick your medicine that works for you. Fortunately, I tried a few and I found out what works for me. But what they will not tell you, you had all these things about hydrochloroquine or whatever. I've said that wrong. I can never get that word right. It's so long. It's longer than supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Well, not, but I can get that one right. But anyway, the point is...
Thank
is
you, Mary
that, you know, you need to, in everything in life now, I think people realise that the government is not their friend. They need to take their own... adopt their own protection in so many ways, and it's not just self-defense, it's the food, it's getting the right supplements in that work for you, all these different things. And I think that that's going to be the way forward. Your government is going to be you and your family and your loved ones, and that's going to be the way forward until we get the return, Rick.
Absolutely. He's going to straighten it all out, and until that time comes, there is not going to be any real peace or any security or any prosperity apart from the Father and the Son. And you're right, absolutely right in that case. We may have a break coming up right now, and then we have a couple of calls if we can squeeze them in. Let's see if we can take Mark, at least say hello to Mark from Georgia right now. Hello, Mark. You're on the air with Andrew Carrington Hitchcock.
Okay. Rapid succession, make some notes. First off, on Gab or BitChute or Mark Anabaptist is my forebears, the followers of Christ that got tortured in being killed by people who call themselves Christian. One, in the name of the King of the Jews, please don't use the term Jew to describe these phonies. And I want you to take to heart this little proverb: to indict the counterfeit is to exonerate the legitimate. And in future editions of your book, if you're going to do another edition, I'd appreciate if you could exalt examples like Aaron Russo. I trust you're familiar with him. And Erwin Schiff, who wrote The Federal Mafia. And these people were basically punished for telling the truth. And I'm sure you've heard the acronym ZOG. Yes, you have a legitimate point, but it's associated with neo-Nazis and skinheads. So I prefer the term SOSOG, as in I agree with the King of the Jews that the synagogue of Satan occupation government is not run by people who are legitimately Jewish.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back with Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's response and maybe another call, but time is moving along. Support RVN and give us your best contribution if you can. Okay, folks? Be right back with Andrew.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
Okay, we're back, folks, with Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, and I thank you for the call, Mark, because we have to run along. We can't just continue with this call, but any response to what he just said to you, Andrew, about suggestions?
Well, I mean, all I could say really is I don't have any plans for a future edition of the book. The current version is available at moneytreepublishing.com. You can get that and In the Name of Yahweh there as well, my only two books. And there are other books there as well. But I thank him for the points that he raised, Rick.
Yes. Okay, let's move along quickly now. I have another call here from, I believe, from Eddie in Florida. Hello, or in Philadelphia. Hello, Eddie. You're on with Andrew.
You know, there's only been two. There's only been two Christian identity pastors that have used a fake name. Andy is one of them, and the guy
thank
that ordained Andy.
Riddance.
How
we
did
know
I know he
is.
Was
going to
okay. call Rick?
And we've got him tracked down, by the way, through our codes from my telephone company. So be very careful. You're definitely in big trouble. All right, let's take. Let's see. I believe we have Chance in West Virginia. Chance, you're on the program.
Yes, hello, Rick. Hello, Andrew. Andrew, I just had the call to congratulate you on your book, The Synagogue of Satan. It's a scholarly and extremely detailed work. I've read it three times over, and I recommend and I suggest all the listeners read it from cover to cover. It's an excellent book, Andrew.
Well, thank you so much, Chance. And if I could say as well that I'm delighted you called in, because I listen regularly, as you know, to Rick's show, but also to the Alternative Media with Farron Schoaf and to Robert Ravolt's Incendiary Radio. And I've heard you calling into there frequently, and I always enjoy your participation. You make excellent points. And you're a caller
Rick,
that I always look forward to listening to.
Yes, sir. Rick's show, Robert's show, and Farron happen to be my three favorites. Very good, excellent programs. Thank you for taking my call, gentlemen, and have a great weekend now.
You too, as well. I appreciate
your
calls and all of them, and the good, the bad, and the ugly. Andrew, we're almost up against the clock now, and I want to ask you basically to... just give us a basic summary, if you can, as to your mission and why it is that you were attracted so much to Rick Adams Uncensored right from the beginning. What was it about this program? So give us those two points, if you can.
Well, from the beginning, I always recall, I might be wrong on the time slot, but I was always going off the download because, of course, I keep a different time to you. People listening in America now, it's nearly 7 p.m. in the UK. But at the time, I saw you as the main broadcaster on RBN when Alex Jones was one on GCN, and it didn't take me long to question Alex Jones's kind of his summary or his interpretation of events. Mm-hmm. And when I put them up against yours, and you were far more of a truth seeker that I saw, so I followed you, and you were kind of the flagship broadcaster that I was following, and I have done over the years. And over that time, you moved from an interview show into a more scripted show, and I enjoy all your shows, Rick.
Thank you very much. If you can hang on for just a couple of minutes, we have somebody who would like to speak to you as well, and I think she has something positive to say that contributes to the uplifting message. Okay, so stay where you are, and we will return, folks. Hour number two coming up. We're going to try to make contact with Paul Tepetti as well, and Art from Philly, a very big show today, as always. Thank you for listening. Rick Adams, Uncensored Facebook page, and the chat room as well. We'll come right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective, and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.